Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Charlotte Murphy, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I'll take the chunky spam salad. Why serving food dogs won't eat is a bad Mother's Day dish. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. My husband's mother waited on him hand and foot. He left home at 16 to join a band as the cool bass player. They traveled the world living off buses and falling out of bars. He met me. I am, even if I do say so myself, an excellent cook. I tried to teach him to boil an egg once. It took, in his words, much too long. Suffice to say, he cannot fathom food preparation, and I doubt he ever will. Mother's Day is just around the corner. It's my chance to be waited on hand and foot by the family whom I love and adore and wait on all year long. Who am I kidding? I have two teenagers and my husband works harder than the Duggar's washing machine. I'm English, and as the cliché goes, I drink a lot of tea, scalding hot, strong and with milk, but not stewed or milky. How hard can it be? Apparently, very. On Mother's Day, thanks to the menopause, I always wake up too early and make myself a cup. Then I sneak back into bed and wait for the family to finally get up, and I wait again. For hours. I listen to them shout, "Where are the spoons?" or "Where does she keep the tray?" And I have to wonder if they eat soup with a ladle and drink from a shoe when I am not around. Finally, my breakfast in bed arrives. No, I am not being picky or ungrateful, but is it too much to ask to have the one piece of toast be hot with actual melted butter instead of a thick layer of fat on top, and the tea not be a cup of baby's bathwater? Last year didn't count, but COVID Mother's Day was amazing. Almost everything was closed, so I drove for half an hour, bought a dozen donuts, and ate half on the way home. 2 years ago, my husband said, "I want to make a picnic for you." "Okay," I said, "if you really want." "Are you making the food?" I ask. "No, I'm going to the shops." "Do you know where they are?" I'm not being sarcastic here. My husband is a composer, and before quarantine began, he had only left the house once in 6 months. "Yes, I know where it is," he said defensively. He hates it when I offer advice when he's trying to do something nice because it spoils it. I resist the urge to say, "Please don't go to Vaughn's. I don't mind nipping in for a gallon of milk, but the deli food reminds me of the housewife party scene in Edward Scissorhands." I wait, take a bath, wash my hair, dry it, read a book, take a nap, go for a walk, learn to speak Italian. Perhaps he thinks there is only one store and it's by our old house? Finally, he returns. I sit there in silent judgment as he and the children unload the Vaughn's shopping bags. My daughter gives me a sly, knowing look. When I get a closer look at his purchases, my heart sinks. We have been together 21 years. I've known people a week and can tell you how they take their coffee and whether or not they like peas. I like salad. My husband thinks it is pointless, calling it air. When I say salad, I mean things that are grown from a seed, in the ground with dirt. Nothing in the bags came from Mother Nature, especially not the chocolate-flavored hummus labeled Mother Nature's Own. I imagine he walked up to the deli counter, found the man covered in burns from roasting all the chickens, and said, "Where are the salads?" "These are the salads, sir. My husband must have eyed those countless bowls, filled with irregular shapes covered in gelatinous mayonnaise, or its trashy relative, none of the condiments invite to weddings, Miracle Whip. Then this man, who I've eaten maybe 10,000 meals with, thought, yes, this looks about right. Give me a large tub of everything, good man." It was somehow worse when the contents of the tubs were put on plates. I went outside to hide my tears and waited on the blanket I'd had to find, thinking, "Take your time. Please, take as long as you want." The children ate a dry baguette each. "All this stuff looks disgusting," my son said. "But did he get berated for being a bitch? There was jerky, beef jerky." Had we become stranded on the edge of a cliff, resorting to eating dried meat from the cowboy days? I separated the chunks, playing a little guessing game. There was meat, lots of meat. It was pink and fatty, thick cut, extra chunky style for the hungry mama. I speared it with a fork and sniffed it. To my great surprise, it wasn't salami, nor was it bologna. It's spam! I felt like a character from a Monty Python sketch. Who the fuck put spam in a salad? Was it 1948 and he'd swapped his food ration book for the canned equivalent of dog shit? "Don't you like it?" He said this with an actual hurt look on his face. "No, I love it. It's my favorite. I wish you'd gotten a bigger tub." The picnic was ending. It was time for dessert. I pointed to the bizarre, possibly tofu cake with a large persimmon on top. Just for fun and out of curiosity, I asked him, "What's that?" He shrugged and said, "I don't know. An orange?" Maybe he thought it was a tomato, but he didn't want to sound stupid. I will never know. Luckily, the cake was frozen, so we couldn't eat it till later, so the day wasn't a total loss. I was chatting to a mother recently about her plans for Mother's Day. "Are you going to brunch with your kids?" She looked at me like I was insane. "God, no! I look after them 364 days a year. I deserve one day off. I'm going for a massage." I was flabbergasted. "Wait, what? You can do that?" "No one told me you could spend the day out alone." "Maybe I'll be in a car park under a plastic tent. That restaurant's fob off as an outdoor patio, but that's fine. My stresses will be rubbed away while I listen to the traffic, breathing in the fumes from the freeway, thinking this is the best Mother's Day ever." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.